my PhD project looks at humpback whales that are feeding at salmon hatchery release sites. So feeding on juvenile salmon, just right at the point where the hatcheries are kind of dropping them into the ocean to fend for themselves.
How have you gone about studying that?
Yeah, it's been really different than most whale surveys that we do. So we kind of do a stakeout. So we go to the hatcheries and we tie up at the dock there. And we did a lot of work in 2014 at based out of Hidden Falls, which is an Ensura hatchery in Chatham Strait on the eastern side of Baranoff Island. And we had a big sailboat and we lived aboard the sailboat. And when the whales would come into the bay to feed, we'd take pictures of their flukes to identify the individuals. We also did prey surveys because the purpose of this study was to try to figure out why the whales are feeding at release sites. And so it's part of kind of a broader look at humpback whale prey selection and trying to figure out why they feed on the things that they feed on, with sort of the idea that if this is an awesome place for whales to feed, then we'd expect, you know, more of them to come and do it and for it to increase over time. If this is kind of a marginal place for whales to feed, just kind of in the shoulder seasons, not a spectacular opportunity, then maybe it won't spread through the population as quickly.
The release of the salmon is a localized event. It happens a couple times a year in just specific areas. Does it seem like the whales are able to key in on when and where that's happening?
Yeah, it seems like the whales kind of know about when to expect it. And so they'll kind of start hanging out in the area. You'll see. So what we've done is we've partnered with 5 hatcheries and they do regular observations for us during their release season. So they'll just look around their area for 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the afternoon and write down any predators that they see, including whales and the number of whales and what the whales are up to if they're there. And what we've learned from that data is that prior to the releases, sometimes they'll see whales, but they won't stick around. So they'll see a whale one day, and then the whale will be gone for a couple days, and then maybe the whale will come back. But once the releases happen, especially at Hidden Falls and to Cats, then the whales are there pretty regularly, almost every day, depending on the year. So it does vary by year. But
so they may be cruising around looking for that food, and then once it's there, they stick around.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to us. We thought for a while that maybe there were some cues that were drawing the whales into the area, but we don't really see any evidence for that yet. It just seems like, based on these patterns of whale observations, that they're just kind of waiting around, checking kind of their trap line to see when the fish hit the water. And then, and it's really just a few individuals. So we've got 2 whales that we've seen there at multiple years. And when I was there in 2014, those 2 whales were doing probably 90% of the feeding on salmon.
Oh, so interesting. So these would be like the dump bears, except they're salmon whales.
Yeah, except actually what we're finding is that they're, unlike the dump bears, which are kind of lazy, these whales, I think, have to work pretty hard to catch these salmon. So the salmon are energy dense, which is easy and good for the whales, and they seem to be shallow in the water, which is easy for the whales because they have to come up to breathe, so it's a short commute if they can just feed and while they're breathing instead of having to dive down. But the big difference is that these salmon are very diffuse compared to things like herring or krill. So what we see is the whales actually blowing bubble nets right up next to shore, and then they've got to deal with docks and net pens, and so they seem like the ones that are there have kind of developed some tactics to effectively aggregate those prey into a density that's suitable for them to feed on, because they spend a lot of energy when they're feeding. They have to accelerate their entire body at their prey. They open their mouths and inflate the pouch that's along their throat, and they can engulf about the same quantity of water as their body weight. And then hopefully they'll get, you know, for them, that they'll get lots of prey items, and then they can filter that out. If they just were to feed on fish one at a time, they'd actually spend more energy lunging at those fish than they would actually get from the fish after they've digested them and gone through that process. So,
and we've heard from the managers at Ensura about this problem and the impact they think it's had and the dismal returns that we've seen at Hidden Falls the last few years. As part of your research, are you going to be suggesting ways around this? They've already looked at new remote release sites, for instance, and,
sure,
and other ways to release timing and area for these fish.
Yeah, they're full of ideas. They've changed the way that they've released their fish to release them all slowly instead of all at once. So they used to do big releases to overwhelm the predators. Now they're sort of trickling them out, hoping that those dense aggregations that the whales like won't form as quickly or stick around as long. They're also growing the fish up fatter and bigger, hoping that those fish will move offshore. and won't stick around again and aggregate for the whales, as in addition to the new sites that you're talking about. So they've got a lot of different ideas. What I think we can do is help them assess how that's working out. So now that they've collected all this data for us, so it's been 6 years, we started in 2010, and they've collected data every summer, and we've aggregated that. So now we can look back and say, okay, well, there were a lot of whales feeding at Hidden Falls in 2010 and 2012, but there weren't very many in 2011. And then follow those fish forward and see, did they have higher marine survival? Are those coming back in higher numbers? So, you know, the whales aren't the only threat to these salmon, and most of them aren't going to come back. And so trying to figure out if this whale predation is really the best thing to be targeting for their release strategies, to be really trying to minimize that whale predation, or how much energy to put into that versus other types of predators. And there's trade-offs with all these strategies. So if you trickle out your fish, that's a longer prey available to things like Dalivarden and seals, sea lions, minks that also feed on juvenile salmon at release sites. So trying to assess what impact the humpback whales might be having on marine survival.